Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Thursday, January 13th. Today on Forbes, meet Dutchy, the Shopify wannabe of cannabis. On October 1st, 2015, the first day of recreational cannabis legalization in Bend, Oregon, Ross Lipson was waiting on an hour-long line to buy a little weed. A few years earlier, he had sold the online food ordering business he had co-founded after dropping out of college for an estimated $30 million. Since then, the 20-something entrepreneur spent his days snowboarding during what he describes as his sabbatical from working for a living. But before he got to that cash register, a new business idea hit Lipson like a bong rip. He should start a company that helps dispensaries take orders online. Lipson, now 34 years old, says, quote, "I really feel like I was the right person at the right place at the right time. It was the first day of legalization in Oregon. The first hour, I'm standing in line and the light bulb goes off in my head, which is online ordering for cannabis. And you know I'm the right person to do that, as I have tons of experience over almost a decade in the restaurant space." He immediately called his older brother, Zach, who was in the process of selling his startup, RepPro, an online tool for financial advisors, to see if his idea was a good one, or a cannabis-inspired entrepreneurial delusion. Lipson recalls his brother quickly saying, quote, "It's a no-brainer, you have to do it." By July 2017, the brothers had launched Bend-based Dutchy as an e-commerce software company that helps dispensaries put their menus online so customers can order flower, edibles, or vapes with a few taps on their smartphone for pickup. Delivery is not an option. It's a model that's essentially a combination of Shopify and Seamless, but for pot. The first dispensary to use Dutchy's software was the same one where Lipson had his eureka moment, and within months, 50 Oregon dispensaries had signed up for the service. For full coverage, check out Will Yakowitz's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.